Here's your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Made for Each Other, starring Jimmy Stewart as Johnny and Marcia Hunt as Jane. The standard witticism of maternity nurses is the doubtfully humorous remark, "We've never lost a father yet." But Johnny Mason, like many fathers before him, is not so easily convinced. His knees are shaking, his face is contorted with terror as he awaits the advent of his future law partner. Nobody looks at him, nobody speaks to him. Johnny Mason is a lone and lonely man in a woman's world.
Hey, nurse. Hey, speak to me, nurse. Speak to me, will you, please?
Yes.
Look, tell me, how about it now?
How about what?
About my baby.
You want to know if he's arrived yet?
That's sort of the general idea, yeah, if you don't mind.
Well, it won't be long. And remember, we've never lost a father yet.
Hey, nurse, is that him? Is that my baby?
No, and don't you come another step closer.
Well, if he's my baby, I'll...
Please, this is not your baby.
Well, when's my baby coming?
Now, don't worry. We've never lost a father.
Lost a father yet. I know. But you better be careful this time, that's all.
You'll just have to be patient.
Nice. Be patient. Have you ever been a father? Nice. I'll die on my feet if I don't... Hey, doctor, how about my baby?
Young man, I am not your doctor.
You aren't, huh? Well, do I have a doctor? Why doesn't somebody speak to me around here? Why doesn't somebody tell me something?
Mr. Mason?
Gosh, I stand on, they won't even look at it. Fine thing.
Please, are you Mr. Mason?
What? Who, me? Yeah. I've been standing around here. What's that?
This is your baby, Mr. Mason.
That's my girl? Or...
It's a boy.
And Jane. Jane, how's
Jane? Oh, she's fine. Mr. Mason, aren't you a little pale?
Oh, me? No, I'm all right. I never...
Intern, a stretcher, please. Father trouble again.
It's a touch of colic, I know.
No, Mother, he's just hungry.
I'm sorry, my dear, it's colic. He's cried for 5 minutes.
Johnny, where's that bottle?
Coming, dear. Here you are, fella, just warmed up right. Hey, look, he's smiling at me.
That's gas.
Oh.
Give me that bottle, Johnny. You answer the door.
Well, whoever it is, I'll tell him we're not here.
Well, at least he stopped crying.
You see, he was hungry.
If he was fed on time, he wouldn't cry.
I know, Mother, but the bottle wasn't warm enough.
Why wasn't it?
I won't say anything.
What's that, dear?
Nothing, Mother. Who was it, Johnny?
Oh, it's the mailman. A present for the baby from old Granite Puss.
Well, how thoughtful.
I'll bet it's a summons.
Hey, look, it's a bank book.
Well, the old darling. How much?
Oh, $10.
$10. I hope it doesn't plunge Doolittle into bankruptcy.
I think it's very considerate of Judge Doolittle to think of the baby's future.
Well, it isn't much, but gosh, it's a start, isn't it?
Why, of course. That's the proper spirit, John.
Oh, it isn't that. Johnny, come in here, please, in the bedroom. Will you watch the baby, Mother?
That's what I'm doing. He'd choke if it wasn't for me.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the idea?
Johnny, how long are you going to stand for it?
Stand for what?
Judge Doolittle's contempt for you, his intense unappreciation of your work.
Well, what's that got to do with the $10?
It isn't the $10. It's what it means. He holds you at just that much.
Oh, I suppose so.
The $10 from anyone else would be swell, but not from Doolittle. You do all the work in that office, and Doolittle knows it.
Yeah, I know. The bills are piling up, and Christmas is coming, and... Well, the income just doesn't match the outgo, I guess.
And still you let Doolittle take advantage of you. You deserve a raise. Why don't you tell him that?
Oh, I'd lose my job.
You won't lose your job. You're too valuable. If you left, Doolittle would come crawling, begging you to come back.
Crawling, huh? No, you don't know old Granite Puss.
All you've got to do is speak up. Don't ask for your rights. Demand them. What are you, a man or a mouse?
I'm a mouse.
You're not either. You're too modest. You don't appreciate yourself, honey. You're not having the things you should have.
Well, neither are you. You remember when I got you that wedding ring? Later I was going to get you a big one with the diamonds and a mink coat over.
I want them, Johnny. And I want a honeymoon in Bermuda. And an apartment large enough so the baby doesn't have to sleep in the dining room. You can get them for me if you get what's coming to you.
Well, if only I knew how to go about it.
I'll tell you how. You just walk in and say, Judge Doolittle, there's something I've got to say to you right now.
What'll he say?
Well, he'll say, sit down, Mason. What is it? And you'll say, Judge Doolittle, I've been working for you for 5 years. I've given you all that's in me, every ounce.
Yeah, and then he'll...
No, wait, no. He'll say, there's no doubt about that, Mason.
And I'll say...
All right, Judge Doolittle, what are you going to do about it?
I hate to think of what'll happen then.
No matter what he says, you say, either a raise and a junior partnership, or accept my resignation effective immediately.
Effective immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Effective immediately. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it some of these days.
Johnny, some of these days is tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but how can I can't do it.
You walk into his office. You say, Judge Doolittle, I've got something to say to you right now. Say it.
Oh. Judge Doolittle, I've got something to say to you right now. Either I get a raise and a junior partnership, or else...
Judge Doolittle... I've got something to say to you right now. Either I get a raise and a junior partnership...
Mason! What in the world are you doing?
Oh, me? Well, I was just rehearsing.
Rehearsing?
Well, yes, it was very important, sir.
It's more important you answer your buzzer.
Well,
come in here.
I'm sorry. I guess I must have been busy rehearsing.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Mason, you've been doing mighty good work lately.
Well, thank you, Judge.
You've been capable, loyal, right from the start.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Judge.
But these are extraordinary times for all of us.
Oh, they are. Yes, sir.
Some of our biggest clients are affected.
Oh, yeah?
Most of them claim it's all they can do to stay in business.
They do, huh?
So they're cutting expenses right and left. And we're the first to feel it. Naturally, we have to do something about it.
Judge Doolittle, there's something I have to say to you, right?
Oh, it's up to us to tighten our belts. I'm asking everyone to take a 25% cut in salary.
Oh, but Judge Doolittle,
no, I'm glad you understand, Mason. It warms my heart to see such a splendid spirit of cooperation in one of my men.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. By the way, Mason, please answer the buzzer next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Johnny Mason, your wife's on the phone.
My wife? Well, tell her I won't be home. I mean, tell her I won't be home till late.
Johnny? Johnny, is that you?
Yes, it is! The great John H. Mason, big shot lawyer.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
What time is it?
What time is it? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, high noon?
Oh, it's just 3, isn't it?
Well, if you knew what time it was, why did you ask me what time it was? What difference does it make anyway what time it is? I feel fine.
You'd better go to bed, Johnny.
Well, must I be told like a child to... All right, I'll go to bed.
Are you going to sleep?
Yes, I'm in bed, of course. I'm going to sleep.
Do you think you'll be comfortable?
Of course I'll be comfortable. Comfortable.
Don't you think you'd be more comfortable if you took off your hat?
Well, maybe I would.
Can I help?
No, I don't need any help. What are you looking so funny about?
Better go to sleep, dear.
And you'd think I was on the witness stand or something. A man comes home looking for a little peace and quiet, and what happens? Why didn't I phone you? Why didn't I come home for supper? A million questions fired at a fella.
I ran into Doolittle this afternoon. I was out for a walk with a baby. He was in the park.
All right. Let me have it. Tell me what you really think of me. Tell me I'm a failure, a weakling. Tell me I'm... Oh, Jane, I...
Oh, Johnny, you fool. What does it matter if you get a raise or a partnership or anything?
I'll let you down, Janie. I'll always let you down.
Johnny, don't say that.
I'm no good.
It was my fault for interfering. I'll never do it again, never. We've got each other.
You're all I have and all I want. And then, please, if you feel bad, I'll die. Well,
Jane, I don't...
Oh, Johnny, look at me and tell me you don't feel bad.
Jane, I don't feel bad. I feel fine. Honest, I do.
Oh, Johnny. The next time you go out and get plastered, you better take me along with you or I'll get a divorce.
If you do, you better get a good lawyer.
I've got a good lawyer.
Johnny, will you close that window, please? You know I have a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I just wanted to hear the crowd. Looks like a big New Year's.
Yes, for some folks.
How's the baby, Jane?
I just looked at him. He has the sniffles.
All babies have sniffles this time of the year.
He caught it from you, Mother.
Me? That's simply ridiculous. He's had sniffles all day. When I took his temperature...
That's when he caught your cold.
He certainly didn't. He had no temperature.
It's all right, Johnny. It's just the sniffles.
I suppose I ought to stay in my room all day.
Oh, Mother, please. It's New Year's Eve.
It's just like any other day as far as I'm concerned. You're both perfectly willing to leave me all alone to wait for the New Year, when it's probably the last New Year I'll ever see. Not that it matters, I suppose.
Oh, gee, where's Mother? Now, why do you keep saying things like that?
Look, Johnny and I aren't going anywhere. We'll celebrate right here at home. How's that?
That's fine.
There's nothing in the house to eat.
Well, I'll run over to the delicatessen and get some bologna and stuff like that.
Mustard, Johnny, and pickles.
You know I can't eat those things before going to bed. I never did approve of Annie, but I certainly miss her cooking.
That doesn't say very much for mine, Mother.
Oh, you'll learn, my dear.
I won't say anything. I won't say anything.
When I was married, all well-brought-up girls knew about cooking.
Oh, Mother, please.
Why, Jane, what is it?
I can't cook. I can't keep house. I don't know how to bring up a baby.
Oh, Jane,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You resented me from the very first moment you saw me. You resented me because you wanted Johnny to marry Eunice Doolittle.
I've done nothing of the sort. But they were engaged.
I was never engaged to Eunice Doolittle.
Not what you'd call engaged, perhaps.
Well, and even if I were, you shouldn't keep mentioning to Jane.
I don't understand why she's so touchy about it.
Touchy? That's why you hate me.
Jane, stop it.
No, let her go on. I know my place here. I'm only a guest, an unwelcome guest.
Oh, now, please. Now, what's the matter with you two?
Nothing's the matter with me.
I never interfere.
Please,
it's her
mother,
house.
Mother.
It's not my house.
Oh,
I'm
Jane.
A stranger around here.
Jane, please.
Everything I say is wrong. Everything I do is wrong.
Just because I happen to mention Eunice Doolittle.
Now, stop it, both of you.
Very well. I won't say another word.
There, you see what you made me say to Mother?
You said it to me, too. Don't I count?
Well, sure you do, Jane. Only Mother's an old lady. Why can't you get along with her?
Why can't she get along with me? You don't know how it is. You're at the office all day. Between taking care of the baby and the house and listening to her criticize everything, I can't stand it anymore.
All right, then. You don't have to.
Johnny, where are you going?
I'm going out.
Where, Johnny?
I don't know. Anywhere. As long as I get away from this wrangle.
You... don't want me to go with you? Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. Really, I am.
Well, you don't have to apologize.
Would you rather I didn't come with you? All right, Johnny. I don't mind.
No. Come on. It's all right.
You're sure you don't mind?
Well, no. Certainly I don't. Come on.
Oh, we'll have a good time. You just wait and see.
More wine, sir?
No.
There's nothing the matter with it, sir.
No, it's fine.
Yes?
Johnny, what's happened to us?
I don't know.
Didn't we always promise we'd never keep anything back?
Yes.
Then why don't you tell me?
I've tried to, and it won't come out.
What do you want to say?
Well, maybe I played you a dirty trick when I took that cinder out of your eye.
Did you?
You'd never have married me if it hadn't happened.
Oh, don't say that, Johnny.
All my life, I've run away from things. But I'm not going to run away from this. I want to face it. And what have I done up to now? I've been a failure.
Oh, Johnny, no, you...
No, yes, Jane, I have. I've gotten nowhere at the office. I'm in debt. Now it looks like my marriage goes on the rocks.
No, Johnny, no. It's been my fault, too.
No. I've been the one that's made the mess of things. Even my own kid has to sleep in the dining room. I've made a household drudge out of you.
Johnny, I love being a household drudge.
You're tied down to the house and baby. Maybe we shouldn't have had him.
Johnny, the baby, you're not sorry about him.
Crazy about him. Crazy about you, too. I'd die for either one of you, but... No, that wouldn't work either. I don't even carry life insurance. Now, let's be sensible about it, Jane. I'm no good for you.
Maybe it's the other way around. You were doing fine till I came along. Well, what is it? Do you want a divorce?
Well, I'm trying to look at it sensibly, that's all, from your viewpoint.
I never thought this would be our New Year's. But anyway, we've finally got something to celebrate. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I guess we must be pretty intelligent people to come to a decision like this and be so sensible about it.
Yeah, I guess we must.
Everything didn't go wrong, though. We did get a baby out of it.
New Year's here.
I think I'll go call up the house and see how the baby is.
Well, there's a phone in the lobby. I'll go with you.
No, I'll be right back.
Jane, let me in. Let me into the booth, Jane. I want to... Jane, listen.
Wait. Hello. Go on, Mother. Yes, I'll come. I'll come as fast as I can.
Jane, what is it?
At the house? Where? All right.
What's happened, darling?
Johnny.
What's the matter?
The baby.
What's the matter?
They've taken him to the hospital. Something's happened. Oh, hurry, Johnny, hurry.
We pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Act 3 of Made for Each Other, starring James Stewart and Marcia Hunt, will continue in a moment. What are those letters, Libby?
Letters from our listeners, Mr. Kennedy. You know, week after week, we tell our millions of friends how wonderful Lux is for stockings. But this week, well, I thought I'd let our friends tell us.
Good idea. What do they say?
Well, here's a letter from Mrs. Josephine Arthur of Lincoln, Nebraska. She says,
I have a pair of rayon hose which I got about 6 months ago. I've worn them regularly, washing them in Lux Flakes every night, and they haven't a single run. I think Lux Flakes deserves the credit for this long wear. I wouldn't use any other soap for washing my hose.
That's very wise of Mrs. Arthur, because strain tests have proved that rubbing with cake soap or using a strong soap makes runs come quickly. Lux cuts down runs over 50%.
And listen to this one. Miss Dorothy Fiscus of St. Louis, Missouri writes,
I am a hospital technician. Almost a year ago, I purchased 3 pairs of 45-gauge rayon hose. I have washed them daily, always using Lux Flakes. Today, I still have the same 3 pair of hose, and not one of them has a run. I think that's quite a good record, especially since I'm on my feet all day long.
They're extremely interesting letters, Libby, because they bear out exactly what scientific strain tests have proved, that stockings last twice as long washed with Lux. You can see why so many makers of stockings, over 90% of them, recommend Lux for all kinds of stockings.
Miss Fiscus also says, hopefully,
now that the war is over, perhaps I won't have the difficulty I did for a while in getting Lux.
We hope so too, Miss Fiscus. But if your dealer doesn't have Lux the first time you try, try again. More is on the way. You've discovered for yourself, Lux is worth waiting for.